This is the latest from your newsfeed. It's Thursday, the 18th of January. Drug dealing would be virtually impossible for criminals without social media and apps like Meta-owned WhatsApp, with a new study finding 70% of Australians use them to buy illicit substances. Experts believe Mark Zuckerberg's Meta needs to lift its game to help police and the courts as they try to crack down on criminals who are fueling the city's love for cocaine, ice and other drugs. The issue is becoming so serious that just last weekend, a New South Wales local court magistrate banned an alleged drug dealer from using WhatsApp and other encrypted apps while he's out on bail. New South Wales households face paying at least $20 a year extra on their electricity bills after a blowout in the already massive costs of a new privately owned transmission line to the troubled Snowy Hydro 2.0 project. Documents recently published on the website of the Australian Energy Regulator also reveal small businesses are likely to fork out $50 annually for the 365-kilometre line. We'll be back after this.
News doesn't have to be boring.
The Brits have given Prince Harry a new nickname after yet another tell-all interview.
Oh, God, is it the Ginger Whinger?
Let the team at news.com.au get you up to speed each day with their podcast from the newsroom.
A couple were busted joining the Mile High Club.
Well, I guess they can't fly Virgin anymore.
Politics, sport, red carpets, royals. Get all the goss in just a few minutes. Follow From the Newsroom wherever you get your podcast from.
A young man who was brutally stabbed to death in a suspected drug deal gone wrong in an industrial street was polite and well-mannered when he sought information from residents less than 12 hours before his unsolved murder. 21-year-old William Holdback appeared calm and respectful as he asked for information to find a man he said threatened him with a knife weeks before. It comes as Major Crime continues to investigate Mr. Holdback's murder in Welland at around 1:30 a.m. on Wednesday. And more than half of Queensland's most hardcore youth offenders are roaming free on the streets, but the minister says more young criminals are locked up than ever. The Courier Mail can today reveal that out of the 482 youths classified as the state's most serious repeat offenders, just 196 are in detention or on remand. The hardcore cohort make up around 19% of young offenders, but commit more than half of all youth crime.
Australian history is full of colourful but forgotten characters, from alleyway gangsters to Cold War spies and eccentric entrepreneurs. There are hundreds of incredible stories of adventurous Aussies that never make it into our history books. Each week I talk to some of the country's greatest history authors, sleuths and yarn spinners to uncover the untold stories of some of our most interesting and offbeat ancestors. The show, In Black and White, can be found wherever you get your podcasts.
We'll have an update to your newsfeed tomorrow.
Are you ready to get an inside look at crime from someone who has investigated some of Australia's worst crimes?
It was like Aladdin's cave. The luminol found bloodied footprints and bloodied handprints on a wall. So it's just like a horror movie.
Former homicide detective Gary Jubelin sits down with cops, crims, addicts, victims, small-time cheats and big-town lawyers as they tell their incredible stories.
My house got raided. Next thing you know, I got bail refused. Next thing you know, I'm on a truck to Parklea Prison.
Listen to I Catch Killers early and ad-free on Crimex Plus on Apple Podcasts today or wherever you get your podcasts.